This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter. We are committed to bringing you the day's most important news and current affairs stories from an LGBTI perspective. If it matters to the LGBTI community, we will cover it. We want to hear from you. Join the conversation. SMS 0427 JOY 949, email onair at joy.org.au, or follow us on Twitter at The Informer Joy. I'm Shannon Power, your host on tonight's Informer.
And I'm Dan Roberts. On tonight's show, we'll find out about changing hearts and minds of religious leaders when it comes to marriage equality. But first up, we will find out what happened when a new Pride event in Melbourne was barred from advertising on Metro trains.
So, AFC Events is hosting an LGBTI pop culture expo called Queer Expo. Its aim is to bring queer entertainers from around the world together. Some of the stars at July's first expo include blaxploitation star Pam Grier, a stable of RuPaul's Drag Race alumni, and comedian Jordan Raskopoulos.
Pete Smith, who is running Queer Expo, wanted to get the word out about the unique event. So we contacted S&J Media, a third-party advertising company who, along with other companies, sell all the internal ads on Metro trains. But S&J Media allegedly refused to accept Smith's money because they did not publish advertising that contained sexuality or religion.
The Informer's Dina Curie caught up with Pete Smith to find out what happened.
One of the main reasons why we wanted to create Queer Expo is because we want to create a safe space for people of the LGBT community to enjoy the popular culture expo experience run by a queer-friendly company. It's something that we hold very close and very dear to our hearts because obviously a lot of the people that work for us are of the LGBTI persuasion. And it's something that has kind of spoken to us for a long time, and we've felt that there's been that gap in the market for a very, very, very long time. And given the experience that we have in running conventions and given the experience that we have in working within the LGBT community, it was just a match made in heaven for us.
You've got the expo coming up. You're focusing on promoting it here, there and everywhere. Just talk us through what occurred in your own words when you were trying to advertise on trains.
Metro trains, obviously, it's the largest train network in the country. Being that our event is based out of the Melbourne Showgrounds in Melbourne, in Victoria, in probably the most forward and most progressive state in the country when it comes to LGBT rights, our initial thoughts were, let's see if we can hit up some public transport advertisement space. So we approached a company that one of my colleagues had previously used for another event. The gentleman that we were speaking to at the media company said to us, look, yep, no worries, submit your artwork, here's the cost and here's the breakdown, here's how everything's going to work. We got the artwork designed. We spent money getting the artwork designed. Submitted the artwork. They were happy with the artwork, but they weren't happy with the content. The response that we got from the person that we were dealing with was that, the response that we got was, put simply, the higher-ups have said to me that we're not prepared to do advertising that promotes anything sexuality or religion-based. They couldn't be further apart in reality. Especially given the events of the last couple of weeks with the Margaret Court saga that's been going on and the religious, the religious approach from that side of the argument. It's not that it's offensive. If anything, I almost find it laughable that we've been lumped into the same category. And look, to be perfectly honest with you, if you go and speak to a church who's doing a fundraiser and they want to advertise on the train as well, if they were to be told that, hey, we can't do anything with you because you're of the queer you're of the sexuality or religious persuasion, how are they going to feel as well? I mean, it's not just inequality for us. It goes both ways.
Obviously, when you're creating artwork for a train or something like that, they need to approve the visual. But were you given any other guidelines or explanations about how
no,
things
we
should
weren't.
Be?
Nothing like that at all. If anything, I mean, I guess one of the things that we were very, very cautious of was that we didn't want them to look at this and go, oh, this is a sex thing. Because Queer Expo is not about sex. it's not Sexpo, or it's not, you know, it's not about encouraging any like, it's not about working in that sort of field in any way, shape, or form. It is an LGBT-friendly pop culture expo. So on our advertising, we even had the big word, family-friendly event, all ages welcome. Tickets on sale now.
But because it had, is it because it had the word queer, or it was aligning itself yes. with queer themes?
Yeah, I would say it was because of both. I mean, obviously the word queer, obviously they just go, oh, okay, this is a sexuality thing. And then on the advertising, we had some of the famous RuPaul's Drag Race queens that we've got coming out, as well as some of the pop culture guests featured on the ad. So they've looked at it and gone, okay, there's drag queens, there's this name called Queer Expo, you know, we're not touching it.
You're a gay man yourself. You've worked within this sphere for years. You've done events within Victoria that you've promoted here, there and everywhere. Have you ever encountered anything like this before?
Never once. Never once in my life. Like, I am a gay man. I've been out for, God, longer than I care to remember. I grew up in the Christian world. I came from a Pentecostal Christian family. And, you know, like, the approach from the people that I've got around me is that it's really great to see the types of events that we run bringing people together in a safe, loving, caring, accepting, and equal environment. This is the very first time in nearly 14 years of running events like this that we've come up with that specific line as a reason why we're not allowed to advertise with a certain company. And to be perfectly honest with you, you know, the tagline that I'm using at the moment is, welcome to Australia, where you can't get married and you can't advertise.
Where else are you advertising Queer Expo?
Look, we're looking at queer magazines, we're looking at newspapers. Obviously, Facebook advertising is a big thing because social media is one of the strongest forces in the social climate today. You know, we're looking at all scopes. We were even looking at potentially for a week putting up a nice big sign right on the corner of Flinders Street where that gigantic neon board is. We are looking to advertise anywhere people are, anywhere the people that we're trying to reach are. Which is the reason why we went for the public transport system, because the public transport system is massive. It's huge. The thing that really upsets us is what these guys are saying to us is that the gay dollar isn't worth the same as the straight dollar. And that's the exact reason why we're running Queer Expo. Yes, I want to make money off it, obviously. You know, this is my business. But I'm not sitting here running this event because we want to make millions of dollars and be those millionaire fat cat pop culture expo runners. We're doing this because we want to make a statement. It's not about anything else for us except equality. It's the reason why we've invited the Federal Shadow Minister for Equality. It's the reason why we invited Premier Daniel Andrews. It's the reason why we invited Penny Wong, Senator Penny Wong. And it's the reason why we've got the State Minister for Equality coming to the expo. Because we want to make a statement that we are equal and we want our rights. And this, in this setting, in this state, the most progressive state in the country, this is not good enough. If I can't even take out a paid advertisement, how am I ever going to be allowed to get married?
And that was Pete Smith, who is organising Melbourne's first queer pop culture expo. You're listening to The Informer on Joy 94.9. We'd love to hear from you about any of your thoughts of tonight's topics. SMS us on 0427JOY949. Email us at onair@joy.org.au, or you can follow us on Twitter at The Informer Joy.
The Informer did try to contact S&J Media multiple times to confirm if it does in fact have a no sexuality, no religion policy when it comes to who they'll take money from. They tried to avoid us all day. We were first told by that their media manager was in meetings all day, but then when we called back later, we were told that person was actually on annual leave. The company's receptionist, who was fielding all the calls, was apparently instructed to tell the media no comment.
The three other media companies which handle advertising on Metro trains told The Informer they have no problem promoting LGBTI events.
Metro Trains did confirm to The Informer that a third-party provider which manages the advertising on its network is in fact helping Queer Expo to support its program. But obviously Pete Smith from Queer Expo says otherwise. A spokesperson for Metro Trains said, Metro complies with current legislation to not depict political, religious or be of a subject matter which is considered offensive. However, the Queer Expo ad artwork as presented complies with our guidelines.
This is the Informer, Joy's nightly news and current affairs program from an LGBTI perspective.
The latest Essential poll shows 60% of Australians are still in favour of marriage equality. It is also believed that yesterday's poll recorded the lowest number of people opposed to the issue than ever before.
The Equality Campaign rolled into Melbourne today to host a faith forum. Guest speakers from across the faith spectrum are coming together to talk about civil marriage equality and LGBTI inclusion in our faith communities. Shannon Power spoke to Francis Voon to find out the strategy to win over religious leaders opposed to marriage equality.
Francis Voon, welcome to The Informer. You've been at the Equality Campaign for a while now. What is it that you do for the marriage equality movement in Australia?
Thanks for inviting me. So I'm employed at the Equality Campaign as the Faith and Multicultural Outreach Coordinator. And I'm really there because the Equality Campaign are serious about engaging with various and diverse communities in Australia, and especially faith communities and multicultural communities in their support for marriage equality.
So give us an idea on a day-to-day basis. What do you do?
What's your job?
That's a good question. So a lot of what I do is, I guess if you like, engaging with stakeholders. And what that really means is that I call people up. I sometimes go out for coffees with people. Of course, we are a national campaign, so a lot of the work is on the phone or emails. And it's just really touching base with individual communities and our faith leaders, community, multicultural leaders, who are in the space of wanting to support marriage equality and are trying to work with us as to how they could do that on the ground in their local.
Are there people within religions and cultural backgrounds where they traditionally might oppose marriage equality, or people who might already be supporters?
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, there's quite a range. As you know, there are a lot of religious groups who already support marriage equality. The Religious Society of Friends, also known as the Quakers, have been supportive of LGBTI people in their congregations for, you know, maybe 20 years or so, internationally. And so, you know, we have groups who are completely supportive and even have, you know, LGBTI ministers, for example, all the way down to groups who, you know, maybe their leaders aren't as supportive, but we certainly have people on the ground who are supportive, who, you know, go to their places of worship or meditation centers. And really it's because they can support LGBTI people because this is about our family and friends.
People might find it surprising that the Equality Campaign is engaging with religious groups when most opposition to the issue comes from religious groups. Can you explain why you make that engagement?
Yeah. Look, I guess the Equality Campaign is all about positive, respectful conversations in Australia so that we can help the LGBTI community marry the people that we love in the country that we love. And I guess one of the things that's often framed that I think is a fallacy is a gay versus God thing, and it's not, because even Joy FM here has, you know, had incredible programs bringing people of faith who are LGBTI into your studios. I've listened to some of those podcasts and they're great. So, you know, clearly not only do we have LGBTI people of faith, we have LGBTI leaders of faith, and we have leaders of faith and leaders of multicultural communities who support LGBTI equality and inclusion. And it's important to have those voices, which are often not as loud as some of our other friends' voices out there.
So that's we're talking to Francis Voon, who is a faith outreach coordinator at the Equality Campaign. Francis, I want to know, how did you get involved with the faith angle of things at the Equality Campaign?
Yes, it is very personal, and I guess it all starts off with a personal story. So my background is, I'm Aussie, but I was born in Malaysia, so I'm Malaysian Chinese, and my family have been Catholic for a couple of generations. So, and I'm a gay man. So I guess the political, if you like, is personal in my case, as so many people who are involved in this sphere. I guess I've always had a really strong interest in spirituality And when I came out, there was a personal journey there about trying to, how do I reconcile my spirituality and my sexuality? And I managed to get there together with a lot of great support from incredible people and communities. And I guess when the Equality Campaign were looking for people to engage the rest of Australia with on this issue, I just happened to be in the right place at the right time, as many of these jobs happen to be.
How important is it to have the full backing of all religious groups?
I think the important thing is that these conversations are happening, and that they're happening positively and respectfully. You know, I guess we always have on every side of the discussion, you know, people who are very sensible and people who are a little bit more fiery, I guess, who are not so sensible. And really what we want is we want people to start having these conversations. Not everyone is on the same page, but you look at where we were 10 years ago and you look at where we are now. Imagine where we could be in 10 years' time if we could get not just people of faith, leaders of faith, leaders of multicultural communities on board with us. You know, one day in Australia, and hopefully that's this year, we will have marriage equality. And we will all be living with each other the day before and the day after. So if we can bring people along with us on these journeys, that is the ultimate goal. And, you know, we respect everyone's freedom of religion and, you know, freedom of, you know, cultural expression. For some people, their freedom of religion involves including LGBTI people. For some cultural groups, it's really important to them to be able to have their family and friends from their cultural background to be able to celebrate their marriages with people that they love and to celebrate their cultural wedding traditions with that as well.
Give us an idea of the strategy the Equality Campaign is using to engage religious groups and different cultural backgrounds to win them over.
I guess with a lot of groups that we are engaging with, not just the faith and multicultural groups, there are the hard yeses and there are the hard noes, and then there are the people in between. I guess there's no point preaching to the choir, if you like, on the hard yeses.
No pun intended.
And I think it's similar too with the hard noes. If someone doesn't want to be willing to have a conversation with you, no amount of any logical arguments or personal stories are really going to change their views. Mm. It's the people in the middle, I think, who are, maybe they don't know anyone who's LGBTI from their faith community, or no one, maybe they don't realize that, you know, the person down the road who they shop with, who they, you know, play their sports with, who they sit next to at work from their cultural background is LGBTI. And it's about opening up opportunities for people to have those conversations, which is one of the reasons that I'm in Melbourne at the moment, because of what we're trying to do tonight with our forum.
So you are holding a faith forum in St Kilda tonight. What is that about and what's going to be covered?
Yeah, so tonight, building upon the great success that we had last year in 2016, where we ran a national faith and civil marriage equality forum in Parliament House in Canberra, we got so much interest from people of faith and communities of faith, leaders of faith in Melbourne who support LGBTI people, that they said, you must come and, you know, run something similar in Melbourne. So here we are, helping the Melbourne LGBTI supportive faith communities put together a forum so that we can hear from faith leaders and community leaders in Melbourne about why, as people of faith, they can support marriage equality, not despite their religion, but because of their faith and their values. And so that's what we're here to chat about with tonight.
For people who are religious and support marriage equality, whether they're LGBTI or not, what can they do to help further the cause?
Yeah, I think it starts with a personal story. You can tell someone as many statistics about, you know, mental health, and that is a really huge, important piece of work that's being done by incredible advocates in our fields. But when it comes down to a personal story, why I, as, you know, a gay, Malaysian, Chinese background, Catholic man in Australia now, my personal story, if I can share that with someone, and everyone has a story, whether it's a cultural background or a religious background, if you can share that story with someone else, I think the other person cannot help but be changed and touched by your personal story. And a personal story is always very safe as well. You know, we want to make sure that people feel safe. And I think it's also a really safe way to do this because no one can tell you that your personal story is wrong. But it's really those stories that will change hearts and minds. And this is part of what the campaign is doing. One of the things that we're trying to do is just allow those spaces, because quite often there aren't those spaces to do that. And Joy FM, for example, and allowing part of this conversation to happen here is just letting people know that it's okay to have those conversations.
Joy 94.9.
This is the Informer, Joy's nightly news and current affairs program.
I'm Shannon Power.
And I'm Daniel Roberts.
Welcome to Joy. So we've just had a new membership come in. Steve from Windsor, I believe, has re-renewed. This is the word I'm looking for, his Joy membership, because, of course, we are still in Radiothon. We do need your support because we still need Joy. So if you'd like to become a member or to donate, you can head to www.joy.org.au and you can sign up that way. We definitely appreciate your support. And thank you, Steve from Windsor.
Thanks, Steve.
So, Dan, this is your first night on The Informer and we've broken a really big story that I think should be making headlines across all media, and that was the fact that Queer Expo, Australia's or Melbourne's first LGBTI pop culture expo, is running in July, which is great.
Yeah.
They've tried to advertise internally on, you know, the ads inside the trains on Metro Trains. Metro Trains are all like, yeah, this doesn't violate any of our policies. It's great. We love it. We think it should go ahead and we support it. Mm-hmm. But they have a third party agency that, you know, I guess is the gatekeeper and organises and coordinates the ads.
Right, which I think a lot of people wouldn't really realise as well about that sort of advertising rule, advertising world.
Yeah, sure. Mm. So they're called S&J Media, and according to Queer Expo and Pete Smith from Queer Expo, they've shut down his requests for to put the advertising on the trains. You know, so he went in, he's shown them the artwork and they've gone through the process and then, I don't know, they hit a bump and suddenly S&J Media say they don't do anything that is advertising sexuality because it has the word queer in it. But then Metro Trains is... Seems totally fine with it. So is this a kind of censorship? Is this kind of, I guess, the opposite of pink washing where, you know, a media company is trying to silence an LGBTI voice by banning its advertising? Right. I think S&J Media has a lot to answer for, and the fact that they dodged our calls all day and gave us different reasons every time we called up as to why they couldn't speak to us.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think is indicative of something that's going on there, especially if Metro's saying one thing, that they're supportive, and Queer Expo saying the gatekeeper, the third-party agency, won't let them advertise.
Yeah, it is a bit of a weird one, considering we did give them so many opportunities to respond.
Absolutely. I think it's I personally believe it's an outrage if that is their policy. Because it's an expo about being inclusive for people who are into pop culture. And Pam Grier's going. Why wouldn't you want Pam Grier all over your trains?
Jackie Brown. Yeah.
The Tarantino film.
Oh, absolutely.
So, Dan, you're currently doing the Joy radio training course, and you asked to shadow us on The Informer. I said, don't worry about shadowing. How about you step on air and you join us as a co-host?
Oh, God, what a way to learn.
Baptism of fire.
That's it.
Tell us about the course. Why did you decide to, you know, for anybody who doesn't know, the Joy training course for radio is about learning how to do every part of radio, from pressing the buttons to talking to interviewing, all of it. Yeah. Why are you doing it?
Well, the course is great. I'm doing it just as a sort of a new thing to try. I've been dancing all my life in ballet companies and contemporary dance companies, and now I'm taking a break from that and learning a new skill. And Joy has got a great little course. It's nice and short, 8 weeks. You come in once a week. You learn different skills, interviewing. You learn how to panel. You learn how to script for radio, all these sort of things that actually you don't really know is happening as you listen to radio. So it's great to sort of come in and, especially today, learn on the fly.
Yes, we didn't quite intend to throw you in such a deep end, but hopefully, I guess it's a practical way to learn.
Oh, absolutely.
So that's fantastic. And, of course, I teach a couple of the units, so if that's not an incentive for people to sign up to do the radio training course.
Yeah, come along. It is very good fun, and it's a great bunch of people as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Okay, so I think we've almost wrapped up. Dan, thanks so much for joining us tonight, and thanks for being such a great sport and letting me throw you on air for the first time ever. Yeah, I think you've done really, really well.
Oh, thank you.
I think it's a credit to all the other teachers as well at the Joy Radio Training course.
Definitely.
But that's it for another episode of The Informer. We'll be back tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. to bring you the day's big news. And our second Journo's Corner segment, a podcast of tonight's Informer, will be available to download soon at joy.org.au or on your preferred podcast platform.
We'd like to thank tonight's guests, Pete Smith, Metro Trains and Francis. And we'd like to thank our extended Informer team, including our panellists Corey and journalist Dean Arcuri, for putting together tonight's show.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.